This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Imperishable Seed. In the message, Scatter the Seed, we considered our call to scatter God's Word to as many people as possible without becoming preoccupied with the condition of the soil. We also saw how our technique or ability had little to do with yielding a spiritual harvest. All growth is by the grace of God, and we must simply be faithful farmers who plant the seed. However, we are definitely responsible for the type of seed we are planting. The deceptive enemy of this world is very good at helping and encouraging us to plant weeds and seeds which never bear fruit. It does no good to scatter seed which has no hope of germination and growth. As we walk out into the field, we must remember that God's message of salvation is not about a new set of regulations. We are not saved by trying extra hard to live according to God's commandments. His commands are an essential guide for our spiritual walk, but no amount of obedience will ever result in the transformation which identifies us as a child of God. Our effort will never yield eternal life, and we hinder the harvest when we spread such a message. When Jesus was talking with Nicodemus, he said, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." John 3, verse 3. He then said this second birth is not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. When we believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sin, God's grace gives us a spiritual birth as a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Peter wrote to those who already believed in Jesus. They had been born again and had become new creations in Christ. But they had come under great persecution for their faith. Peter encouraged them, and us, to remember the eternal nature of our second birth. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. Our first birth resulted in our physical bodies. Praise God. But one day, these earthly vessels in which we live are guaranteed to run down and stop functioning. We were birthed of a perishable seed. In contrast, our second birth is of a seed which does not perish, a seed which results in eternal life. We must never settle for a good life or allow our message to stop with good morals and right living. These are also perishable seeds which will fade away and lead to death. True life, which is abundant and eternal, is only found by His grace through faith in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Let's plant a true message of our need to be born again by ensuring we always scatter imperishable seed. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.